It is Wahoo Week here on WEOL. We had some great baseball weather over the weekend. Though if anybody tried to hit anything yesterday, I don't know what direction it would go. There was a wind here yesterday. It was going on for so long.
No way you catch a fly ball yesterday.
No. The clock on my wall off the back of my house on the porch blew off. Time flies at my house. And it's going to be a fun week as we have Wahoo Week coverage with Tim Alcorn in Goodyear, Arizona. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig. Great to be out here in Goodyear, Arizona. As I mentioned during our last segment, hard to believe this is Wahoo Week number 10 for me and number 8 here in Goodyear. Hard to believe we've been in Goodyear, Arizona now for 8 spring trainings. But Wahoo Week is indeed underway. Great to be here in Goodyear, and it's great to have joining us once again during our Wahoo Week coverage, although now with a new title, the president of the Cleveland Indians. Chris Antonetti stops by here in the media center to pay us a visit. Chris, great to see you.
Great to be here. Thanks
Hard to believe
out.
It's been 8 years here in Goodyear, Arizona.
I know. I'm very thankful that we're here, though. It's an incredible facility, a great environment for us to get work done and get ready for the season.
As much as you have a new title, do the duties change that much?
Most of what I do is still the same. I think what it does is the way we operate as a front office is we really have a leadership team with actually a large number of people, but specifically Mike Chernoff, who's now the GM, Derek Falvey, the assistant GM, and myself. And I think the elevation of their titles more reflect the way they're integrated into the way we lead and make decisions.
Chris, as much as I sit here year after year and talk to players and coaches and executives with the team, I try to ask the questions that the fans want me to ask. And somewhere in Lorain County right now, there's a guy or a lady driving into work and hearing me talk about tickets going on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. Tell that fan, tell that guy or that lady, why they should be excited about Indians baseball in 2016 and why they should be sucking up tickets at 10 o'clock this morning.
I think we've got a great group of players. I think if you look back to last year, obviously the season didn't get off to the start that we had hoped. But after we made some trades, we sat down with our core group of guys and really said, okay, who do we want to be moving forward? What's our future going to be together? And to their credit, that group of guys defined how they want to play, how they plan to hold each other accountable. And really from that point forward, we really started to play well together as a team. And we returned that entire group back, a good group of young position players, arguably one of the best starting rotations in baseball, and that group's going to be together for a while. And then add to that a really talented and productive minor league system that's as healthy as it's been for the last few years. So we think not only will we be able to have a chance to be successful this year, but for years to come.
The Indians didn't make a big splash in the offseason, didn't make a real major transaction, but talk about some of the infusion of talent that you've brought in.
Yeah, I think one of the things we were looking to do is really identify and understand what are the strengths of our roster, and then how do we complement that with either free agency or trade. We explored a lot of trades, but in the end we were fortunate that we had the resources to bring in some free agents and not have to trade away either prospects or some of our major league players to address other needs. So we were able to bring in guys like Mike Napoli, Rajah Davis, Juan Uribe, all guys that are really well-respected veteran players that complement our team very well.
Chris, is part of the improvement into 2016 just the maturation process of some of the younger players? They're just improving themselves?
That's a big part of it. We were the second youngest team, I think, in the American League last year, depending upon how you look at it, and one of the youngest in baseball. And as a group, that's a group of guys that are either in their prime or entering their prime, or in some cases, you know, really young and just on their way there. So I think as you look at that group, you would expect them to continue to grow, to continue to be better. Now, we can't just rely on that. We have to find ways to add to it, which I think we've done this offseason, and we'll continue to look to do as the season progresses.
Again, we're talking with Indians president Chris Antonetti as he joins us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. For all the years you've been around the organization, have you ever had pitching like you have coming into this year?
You know, we were talking about it this past winter, and again, we never want to be complacent. We always are looking to add more just when you think you have enough. That's
something
when you
happens.
Don't. Exactly. But I think when we try to be objective and look at it, and not only from our own internal assessments, but also getting feedback from our peers throughout the industry, this is as deep and as our pitching has been in a long time. Really, not only at the top starters at the major league level, but you start to look at our minor league teams, the guys that we have just below the cusp at Triple A, down to Double A and A ball. So we feel like we've got a good group of pitchers. We know we're going to need it, but so we'll continue to try to add to it.
And, Chris, as much as fans like to see a lot of runs scored, and, you know, that's exciting baseball, in the end, pitching and defense. I mean, that's what's going to win you championships. Talk about the defensive side, how this team really improved in the second half of the year last year defensively.
We've really evolved as a team defensively over the last couple of years, I think. Obviously, it was an issue for us converting balls into outs a couple of years ago, and that really affected our chances to win. But when you fast forward to the second half of last year and where we think we are right now, you can go around the diamond and make the case that we are above average in almost every spot at this point. And so I think that's important for us because we want to find ways to convert balls into outs and give our pitching staff confidence to attack the strike zone and throw the ball over the plate, knowing that the guys behind him are going to make outs.
Again, we're talking with Chris Antonetti. Craig Bruce, back in the studio. Anything for the president of the Indians before we let him go?
Chris, yesterday the word came down that Juan Uribe did in fact sign with the Tribe. What does he bring to the team?
Craig, he brings so much to us. I think one of the things that we were looking to do was to try to maybe get a stabilizing presence at third base. Gio Urshela has got a great future ahead of him. He's a phenomenal defender. But we had to expedite his timetable last year just because of a major league need. And if he was going to open as our third baseman, we would have been okay with that. But we thought that there was an opportunity maybe to both improve our near-term major league team and give Gio the opportunity to develop. So we targeted Juan early in the offseason. He was one of the guys we initially made contact with because he's a really good defender at third base, picking up on the theme that we touched on earlier. He's got some power. He knows what he's doing at the plate, made some adjustments with two strikes to get runners in. And beyond that, for all that he adds to the field, he's also universally respected as a great clubhouse guy and someone that's a leader within the team and a unifying force in the clubhouse and someone who's had some experience and successful team. So when you combine all of those things, we felt that he was a great fit for our team and our organization.
You're also in a division with the World Series champions. How do you kind of compete with that in the sense of they're coming back, they've got the championship? You've got other teams in your division that obviously are improving as well. What is your plan for this year?
They're the team to beat, no doubt. The Royals have had two phenomenal seasons in a row and stand here as the defending World Series championship. So our job is to try to knock them off that pedestal. And I think when you look more broadly throughout the rest of the division, it looks like it's going to be one of, if not the most competitive divisions in baseball. And that's within the context of an American League in which – unlike the National League, where maybe there are some teams that are looking out towards the future and not really focused on winning as many games as they can this year, in the American League, every single team is looking to try to win and be competitive this year. So hopefully that makes for an interesting season and one in which we can be successful.
And, Chris, before we let you go, when you look at improving the Indians just internally, do you also look at Kansas City and Minnesota and Chicago to say, here's some things we also have to do to match up against them, or is it strictly focused on your team?
It's really focused on our team. I think our goal is to try to continue to build better teams and find a way to win, and that's really what that's really our focus. It's not reacting to any one individual team or any one individual move, because we not only have to compete with the teams in our division, but we play a lot of games outside of our division, and we have to find enough ways to find ways to win enough games where we make the postseason, and that's not only beating the teams in our division but the teams throughout the American League.
Terrific. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Best
My
of luck this
guys.
Season.
Thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Indians president Chris Antonetti as he joins us here in Goodyear, Arizona. Great to have him on. And, of course, we'll be talking Tribe all week long here in Goodyear on AM 930 WEOL. Craig and Bruce, back to you.
Thanks. It's 749. We're going to have our job genius stop by. Chad Grood from Express Employment Professionals coming up on WEOL.